بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We're reading from the advices of Hazrat Arif Billah Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah And the title is The Four Actions to Acquire the Friendship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala We discussed the first action, first aspect, the first action that is to keep the beard to the extent of one fist in length A mu'min's goal, a mu'min's aspiration is to acquire the mahabbah, the love, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in Jannat, the greatest thing, despite all the bounties of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce His pleasure. I am happy with you and I will never be displeased with you. This is the greatest bounty a person will ever experience. And in du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are taught to ask for the mahabbah, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, to ask for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one particular dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teachings we should ask for. One is the things of dunya we ask for, that we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who else can give us but Allah. But over and above that, our needs of akhirat, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, ask you for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And for the love of those who love you. Wa hubba amali yubalighuni hubbak. And for the love of those actions that will make me reach you. That will make me reach your love. So this is the things we should ask for. So in this dua also, we learn the prescription, how to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is through the people of Allah, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will show us, they will guide us and show us the road to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as mentioned, this was the life experience of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah. And He said that if we practice on these four, inshallah, the balance will fall into place. We all know that when an exam is, if a person can answer the difficult questions, then the easier questions, obviously, you'll be able to answer them. So because these things are generally more difficult on the nafs, on the self, then if mujahada is made, a person exercises some struggle, some strife, and he gets this right, inshallah, the balance will fall into place very easily. So the second action, As it mentions, to keep the ankles exposed. This is for males, obviously. That is not to cover the ankles with the trouser, pants, etc. Anything that that's coming from above. This doesn't include socks. And this, whether it's the, whatever a person is wearing, pants, kurta, lungi, whatever it is. When it's garment from above, then the ankles should be exposed. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that three people on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not look at them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them, meaning that, obviously if a person is a believer, then he will go to Jannah, but he will have to go via Jahannam. And amongst these people, related to our discussion, is the person who lets his garment from above, go below his ankles. So it's a very severe warning in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to complete the hadith, the other two categories, not related to this discussion, but to complete the hadith, the other person is the person who reminds others of his favors that he did to them. So this is a very serious thing. And the other person is the one who sells his goods, his merchandise, with false oaths. He promotes his goods, he sells his goods, taking false oaths. So related to our discussion, one of the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at with mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them, is the person whose ankles he covered his ankles, in other words, his trousers, his pants, his lungi, his kurta was covering his ankles. So it is haram and a major sin for males to cover their ankles with their garments. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif states, Ma asfala min al ka'bain min al izar fin nar. Whatever portion of the ankles is covered by any garment, such as the pants, lungi, kurta, even the turban also, will be in the fire. It is clearly understood from the narration that to cover the ankles is a major sin, since the warning of punishment of the fire of Jahannam is not given with regard to minor sins. And this prohibition of covering the ankles with garments worn from above is applicable in two conditions. This is when a person is standing and whilst he is walking. If a person is lying down, then this does not apply. Thus, while sitting or reclining, if the ankles are covered by one's izar, there is no harm. Some people are under the serious misconception that it is only necessary to expose the ankles in salah. Therefore, upon entering the masjid, they fold up their pants and expose their ankles, and upon leaving, they once more unfold the pants. It should be remembered well that the prohibition of covering the ankles is not restricted to salah. The ankles must not be covered by one's pants, kurta, etc., while standing or walking, or else one will be committing a major sin. Incident of Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was about to pass away, so one youngster came to visit him, and obviously he was in his last, and so he started extolling his virtue, started praising him that you are the Amirul Mu'mineen, you accepted Islam very, very early, in its early stages, early days, and now you're the Amirul Mu'mineen and you are just, and he started praising him. So Umar radiallahu anhu, such fear, such hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he had. He was guaranteed Jannat by Allah, by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions that I just wish that I break even, that my good deeds must balance my evil deeds. And then as this youngster is leaving, then he notices that his garment is below his ankles. So he calls him back. Imagine that state, that taklif, that difficulty. Incident was mentioned the other day that he was stabbed in the Fajr Salah, and he started bleeding profusely. Eventually this led to his death. So anyway, he calls this youngster back and he tells him that, oh youngster, oh my nephew, raise your garments. For this is a means of attaining piety and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that state also, he realized the importance of exposing the ankles. And this rule, this mas'ala applies to males only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can understand.